I wish I'd heard about him sooner,
said Johnny. 12 minutes and 7 seconds to go.
Was he really a great leader?
Oh, indeed he was. Make no mistake about that. Hitler had conquered the whole world and enforced racial purity. You should really read those books. They are truly marvelous. Oh, you can't read Swedish? Well, I could read them to you. What's some parts of them? Oh, well, it would take weeks to cover it all. But for instance, there's a part of a book called Mein Kampf that outlines the whole destiny of the race. You see, there are really supermen and just plain men. And to be a superman, one has to study and know the religious creed of fascism.
Did they worship God?
Said Johnny. 7 minutes and 12 seconds to go. He began to dress, taking care with the thongs. Well, of course, God's real name was Der Führer. But Hitler had taken his place on Earth to make a world of peace and goodwill. Now, Napoleon was also a military leader, and before him was Caesar, and before him was Alexander the Great, and before him was Attila the Hun. But these men were not holy. One really had to know history to tell the difference. Now, even though Napoleon was a great military leader, on many points he didn't favorably compare with Hitler. Even though Napoleon had conquered Russia, he did not show the finesse Hitler showed when he conquered Russia. Now, all this was very ancient and a long time ago, and man had come to grief since, though not through any fault of Hitler's. So it was obvious that if man were to rise and be great again, they should follow the creed of religious fascism. And who knew but what some new Hitler might arise to bring peace on earth and goodwill toward men like Hitler had. It's a funny thing, you know, but his mother used to say when she looked at the old pictures that he, Lars, quite closely resembled. The distant roar of a car starting up. The snarl of its going around the ramps to exit. The unmistakable mad driving of Kerr. They were gone. Johnny finished dressing, packed the kit, especially Stormalong's favorite coat and scarf and goggles, and bundled it all up.
You will be sure this gets to Stormalong,
said Johnny. But as Lars said nothing, Johnny decided to take it along. They had done it. How he would get himself out of this mess, he didn't know. He was a little puzzled as to why the other two had driven off when the battle plane must still be down there. But he was grateful they were out of it.
Let's go.
He did not foresee the tragedy just ahead. One that would darken his life